This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manero akanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uri musi wemugovera kubvumbi 9, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 13860 ne 155775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC nechiti ezvine zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Ndinatiherenga vanyika yekuti pezipezi panaipa ndigova dzikafu vanhu vogovha according to the apartheid affiliation. So ndodambudziko riripo ende echiguru manjero.
Mutungamiri wemDCT vamogini tsvangirai vanoti nyaya yekusarura vanhu pakupa chikafu inofanira kumira. VaFortune chasive ZANU-PF vounza budiriro kumazoe kwa anumirira. ZCTU inoti vashandi vakawanda munyika votadza kubhadharwa nemakambani avo. Ii ndiyo mimwe musoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reMDCT vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoti vakatonyora tsamba kuUnited Nations nemamasangano anopa rubatsiro vachikumbira kuti Zimbabwe ibatsirwe nechikafu sezvo zvinhu zvaita manyamamire nerongo. Vatsvangirai vanotiwo vamwe vanhu vakawanda vari kugununʼuna kuti bato reZANU-PF riri kuita zvematongerwo enyika panyaya dzekugovera vanhu chikafu. Vatsvangirai avo vanga vachifamba matunhu akasiyana-siyana vanoti vanhu vakawanda havana chekudya. Kunyangwe hazvo mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vakati vanhu vose vanofanira kupiwa chikafu pasina rusarura. Izvi handizvo zviri kuitika. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata vatsvangirai.
Ndinatiherenga vanyika yekuti pezipezi panaipa ndigova chikafu vanhu vogovha according to the apartheid affiliation. So ndodambudziko ririko ende echiguru manjero. Saka mukazonzwa zvonzi kwakati kwarwiwa chikafu kwakati kwati ndo zvine zvakonzera izvozvo. Isiri kuti government must be able to respond to the massive starvation threat iripo with a non-partisan view with the response of responding to the national crisis here food shortage.
Imi makambonyorawo here tsamba kuhurumende kana iwo masangano anobatsira kuti aiwa zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe guno?
Ndakatonyora tsamba kuUN nemaagencies akawanda ndichiti kuno kumutsanyeberwe kuti hakuna nzara, kuno kune nzara yakaipa and tinotoda international support kuti tikwanise kupfula nyaya yenzara iriko gurini.
Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reMDCT vaMorgan Tsvangirai vari parunare muHarare.
Direct from Washington, the Voice of America, VOA.
Munyori mukuru wesangano revashandi reZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions kana kuti ZCTU vaJafet Moyo vanoti vashandi vakawanda munyika vatarisana nedambudziko guru rekusabhadharwa mari dzemihoro nemakambani avo. Izvi zvinoteverawo kuratidzira kwevashandi veNational Railways of Zimbabwe vachirara kufekitari yekambani yavo kuLokingva Marshalling Yard kuRugare muHarare. Vashandi veGMB vakambopedzawo mavhiki akati kuti vachirara panze pemuzinda wekambani yavo muHarare. Kunyangwe hazvo vakuru vemakambani vari kunzi vari kudya noriva, vashandi vakawanda vari kunonga svosve nemiromo. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata vaMoyo.
Haisi nyaya yokuti iri kutanga kana kuti kugumira paRailways. I think ndiyo dambudziko riri kusangana nevashandi vakawanda muZimbabwe. Tingangoona vakawanda vachiita zvakafanana neizvozvo kuti havasi kutambira kwenguva yakati kuti makambani akati wandei chaizvo. Asi ndekwekutanga kana kwechipiri kuona vashandi vakutotanga kuenda kunogara kukambani nekuti pavanogara uko dzimba dzinenge dzisipo, vana vadzingwa kuzvikoro, vame vari kushaya mari yekutenga mishonga ndiyo matambudziko aripo munyika tingi zvinondoratidza kuti hapana chakanaka muZimbabwe
mambo yedza here kutaurirana nehurumende nematambudziko aya
tine nguva chaizo tichitaurirana nehurumende maparastatals aya tine makomres edu anoorganiza masectors akadaro maunions mana chaiwo ari kurailways vagara vachitaura nezvazvo pane misangano yakawanda patinosanganisa ministry yetransport ministry of labour management yerailways asi hapana zvatinotaura navo zvinotivasira nguva dzakawanda tinongotaurira kuti zvinhu zvakatiomera
avo vanga vari munyori mukuru wesangano revashandi reZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions vaJafet Moyo vari parunare muHarare Muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zviri kuitika kumaruwa tine hurukuro nava Fortune Chasi mumiriri wemazowe South mudare reparamende nezvavari kuita munharaunda yavo tatanga nekuvabvunza mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzezvekudya
ndingotiwo nhindi El Nino yakatiafekta zvakatikuti panyaya dzechikafu sekuziva kwamurikuita macrops mamwe akaafektwa hatina mwanga akanyanya kushata anenge akuita nani nemvura yakadinaya the last few weeks akati akutarisira kuti although pane dambudziko rechikafu harisisina kunyanya kushata sezvazvakandenge zvakamboita mazuva apera
asi kavamwe vari kumbogunun'unawo vachasi kuti panyaya yekupa vanhu chikafu vanoshaya ava pari kumboitwa zvematongerwo enyika zviri kufambawo sei mudunhu renyu
kwangu kuconstituency takanyatsojekesa kuti munhu wese sekutaurwa zvakaitwa nemutungamiri wenyika kuti panyaya yenzara hapana kuti indo yebato ripi so kumazoe south hatina dambudziko iroro tiri kungotorana sevanhu vamwe chete
matiwo pane mamwe maprojects amuri kuita munharaunda yenyu ndeapi aya
tiri kuda kuzama kuti tishandise nyaya yeirrigation water bodies aripo madam irrigation program yakatangwa nehurumende tirikuorganiza vanhu vari mumaareas iwayo for example muglendale tiri kuronga mhuri yemuglendale tikwanise kuita peri urban agriculture nekuti vari munyasi nedam voirrigata throughout yepa neequipment yatakawana saka tine maprojects akadaro anoda kusvika ingangoti 12 throughout the constituency saka ndiva patiri kufamba nawo tichi make sure kuti vanhu vakutanga kuita land prep and vakarongeka zvakare vachidziva kuti equipment yavakawana inofanira kunge ichibhadharwa saka tichiita maarrangements iwayo kuti zvifamba nekutrayawo kuti tibatsire vanhu vari nemamwe macrops asiri atajaira echibage like masmall grains nembambaira necassava so that tinobatsira hurumende kuti isanyanye kurudza mari iri iri kutaika pakutenga chibage
saka makakwanisa kuti muwane zvekushandisa mumadiridziro ezvikupi chaizvo
government ine program yakuita irrigation
mumiriri wemazoe south mudare reparamende vafortune chasi vari parunare kumazoe kwakare
It's a pressure
now what shift you
are it's a bell na faza my sister na faza munu wese masita doro tadira bazita faza bari bazita faza kana ma ancestors yeah waya waya
inini ndinoitwa Shintoman aka Romeo Anthony the dancer father magatera studio 7
waya waya muza waya waya mufanzi hangu
Iko zvino yasvika nguva yekuti chimboenda kuchirongwa chinotarisa zviri kuitika muupenyu hwevanhukadzi kana kuti Women's Forum chatinopakurirwa naMavelous Mhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Ndino kuchingamidzai nemufaro vatereri muchirongwa chenyu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu. Chamunopakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanganya huye Vicky Rega Rega ndiri muWashington DC. Nasi taita rombo rakanaka kunge tichienderera mberi nehurukuro yatakatanga svondo rapera namuzvare Tariro Tandi, avo vanoti ivo vakatanga sangano rekubatsira madzimai nevanasikana vanenge vabhinywa. Tinokuchingamidza izve nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu muzvare Tariro Tandi. Tichienderera mberi nehurukuro yedu, mungatitsanangurira kuti sangano renyu iri rinonzi chii?
Rine sangano rinonzi Netariro, translated kuchirungu with hope. Sangano iri rinoshanda zvikuru sei nevanhu vanenge vawirwa nedambudziko rekubatwa chibharo nenyaya dzesexual violence. Rinoshanda nemadzimai, vanakomana, varume, chero munhu anenge angowirwa nedambudziko irori. Kukura kwangu kwese nezvese zvandakasangana nazvo nebasa rangu randinoita, ndinoona kuti nyaya idzodzi dzekubatwa chibharo, nyaya dzesexual harassment, dzesexual violence inyaya dzisingajaiririki.
Tiri panyaya iyoyo, mungatipowo nhoroondo yekuti zvakafamba sei kune vamwe vakateerera vanogona kunge vachizodawo kuwana kushingiswa kubva kwamuri?
Ndingati inini ndine makore 8 ndakushandira kuti ndiende mu9 years. Ndakabatwa chibharo nemupriest wekunzvimbo kwataigara kumusha kwarusatiti. Saka zvinhu zvakangokura zvichindishungurudza kutambudzika nazvo, nekuti pamwe pacho handina kukwanisa kutaurira munhu. Amai vangu vanga vasipe, hapana munhu akakwanisa kutaura. Pandakazozvitaura munhu iyeye akanga aakutorwara muda kutofa. Ndingati zvakakura zvichingondinetsa zvichinditambudza. Ndazoenda kuyunivhesiti ndakawirwazve nedambudziko iroro neumwe lecturer anga wepayunivhesiti pandanga ndiri. Saka ndakabva ndanguo zvaizvokuti unosvika pakuti saka ndofunga pane dambudziko randinaro inini, nekuti zvinhu kana zvakadai zvichiramba zvichiitika muupenyu hwangu zvinoreva kuti pane pandisina kunyatsokukwana, kana kuti sezvinongotaurwa nevanhu ndine munyama, kana kuti ndo zvakakodzerana neni. Saka ndingati kunyange izvozvo zvakanga zvaitika kwandiri ndivo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvakanga zvandifanikidza kuti ndide kuti ndiite zvemutemo. Mukukura kwandaiita ndainzwa nyaya dzakawanda, ende kazhinji zhinji vanhu vakanga vasingasviki pakubetserwa zvinofadza, kana zvaunoona kuti munhu uyu abetserekana. Saka ndo zvakandipa shungu yekuti ndide kuti ndiite gweta ndizokwanisawo kubatsira madzimai nevana vanenge vachiwirwa nematambudziko akaita seiwaya.
Vanenge vachida kuwana rubatsiro kubva kusangano renyuru vanokuwana ipapi?
Ndingati izvozvizvi tichiri kushandira tiri kwarusato kumaruwa, kwakaita sekwanarusato sanga kwandakakurira kunonzi kusenteresa. Hakuna mapato akadaro anokwanisa kuti angazvishanda nevanhu.
Aiwa, nguva yedu ndiyo yaita shanje. Tinokutendai muzvare Tariro Tandi vesangano reZimbabwe Women's Lawyers Association, asi pari zvino vakatangawo sangano ravo rinobatsira madzimai nevanasikana vanenge vabhinywa rinonzi Netariro. Kunge manga muinesu pano pachirongwa chedu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu.
Tatenda.
Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington.
Aiwa, tinotenda Marvelous.
Kana vanenge vaakutsvaga varume vanenge vakati vechikuru, kana kuti vatingati isusu vanenge vaakuita atingati maintergenerational relationships, kudanana nevarume vezera repamusoro, nenyaya yekuti varume ava vanenge vaine mari kana kuti vanenge vakashanda kare, zvokuti iyo vasikana nenyaya yekuti vanenge vatambudzika vanongozoti ndazviwanira pano kunhonga dhora parume.
Mangwana muchirongwa chedu cheYouth Forum tiri kuita hurukuro namukoma Leo Munyono wesangano reStudents and Youth Working on Reproductive Health Action Team, kana kuti SEIWAT. Musakanganwe kuteerera hurukuro yedu iyi. Iko zvino tochienda kuna Jonga Kandemiri achitipa chirongwa Our Lives, upenyu hwedu.
Tino kutambira ene mufaro, muchirongwa chedu, upenyu wedu, umotino tarisa atuatino sangana na zomu upenyu. Anokunzira ichirongwa ichi, ndini jonga kandemiri, ndiri mu Washington DC. Nasi taita rombara kanaka rekubata muimbi Raymond Majongwe vamunoziva zvakare vachitungamira sangano reProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe semunyori mukuru Majongwe nevamwe vaimbi vanosanganisira Steve Makoni na Mukanya Thomas Mapfumo vakakokwa kuti vange vachitandadza vana veZimbabwe vari kuBritain pazororo reIndependence. Tinogamuchira ine mufaro paStudio 7 vaMajongwe.
Aya ndini kwazai mimi apereri akatera ipangwa ino.
VaMajongwe tiri kunzwa kuti muri mumwe vaimbi vari kuenda kuno tandadza zvisvaro zveZimbabwe zviri kumhiri kwemakungwa kuEngland kana kuLondon panguva yezororo rekuzvitonga kuzere reIndependence. Mungatitaurira pamusoro perwendo uru.
Ini na mukoma Steve Makoni pamwechete mukoma Mukanya vana baba vangu pakuimba. Tinenge tinowana kuLester mucho wa 16 nemucho wa 17 kuLuton tichiedza kungoonesana kuti nyika yeZimbabwe tiri kuenda kupi, tiri kuziva here kwatakananga kana kuti tiri mutsango.
Vazhinji havazive kuti vaMajongwe vari munyaya dzemimhanzi. Vatsanangurirei kuti zvakamira sei?
Havandibvumira ipapo chete. Vamwe ndiri kuona vari kunyora vachitondituka kuti Majongwe akakora, Majongwe ndeyeZANU-PF, vamwe vachiti Majongwe mucio. Ini hazvindishamisi, ndiri mwana weZimbabwe ende ndine kodzero iyoyo. Chinoonesa ndechekuti kana vanhu vasinganzwisisi kuti muti wemutamba unokura sei, vajaira maorange vakaona mutamba nekuti havaunzwisisi, vanoti hawakaomarara, haudzwisi zvakanaka, unobereka kamwe chete pagore, unominzwa pamusana pekuti vanhu havasati vanyatsonzwisisa. Ini ndiri muimbi, ndakabarwa ndiri muimbi, ndine maalbum kuburitsa randaburitsa nhasi rinonzi Zimbabwe ndiyedu tese ebindereki 43. Vakawanda hungu wanga kahadzika, asi vanoziva nzeve yangu inonzi Dhiziri kuChinoi. Vamwe vanoziva zvimwe zvechindevere zvakawanda, asi chiripo ndechekuti inini ndiri mwana weZimbabwe. Ndingave muchipi mukobvuri pfupi, ndiri mwana weZimbabwe. Ende tikatarisa kune vamwe vaimbi kuti vakatokora kudarika ini vaimba vanotori nembiri. Zvekuti ndochamusika kuti chinobva chazonyanya kushata kuti ndakora chii, izvo hazvindibveri kumashure. Ende ndiri munhu ari confident ndakakora kudaro. History yangu nenhoroondo yangu kuvana veZimbabwe vari vana veZimbabwe varione vanoziva kuti muno muZimbabwe vakatorerwa passport hurumende yamugabe vangani.
Musambo unoimbwa navaMajongwe musambo wemumhanzi upi?
Ini ndinoimba zvese, ndinoimba dzezvechindevere vachazviona. Nekuti vanhu handiti vanawanda madoubting format vanoda kutanga vabata maronga. Ndichange ndiripo kuti vaimbira dzezvindevere, ndichange ndiripo muti vaimbira Chimurenga, ndichange ndiripo muti vaimbira protest music yedub poetry. Inini ndiri munhu asi inspiration yangu huru ndeyekubva kwaMukanya. Mukanya ndakafamba navo kubva ndiri mwana mudiki ndikaenda kuchikoro. Ini naMukanya tine ukama, ende ndodavira kuti pandichanodzoka kuvhiziti yekuBritain iyoyi ndichadzoka kuZimbabwe nealbum nyowani randinenge ndichiti ndakarekodza naThomas. Ndeurongwa huripo.
VaMajongwe vakawanikwa sei vachipinda pakati pevaimbi vatatu ava vari kunoridza kuBritain?
Vari kusponsa show iyi, vakandonyorerawo vakandikumbira. Vakati tiri kuita show yeChimurenga yeZimbabwe, vanhu vakawanda havasati vambokuona ikuno. Handidi kutaura zvakawanda pamusoro pezvamwe vaimbi, asi vakanga vaitaura kuti haiwa vamwe vaimbi vese vane mbiri kuZimbabwe tavaona. Inini ndini watisati taona.
Mune chikwata here vaMajongwe?
Ndine chikwata chandabva kutanga kuimba nacho kubva muna 2000. Chikwata changu chinonzi Freedom Orchestra.
Aiwa, tinokutendai vaMajongwe nekupinda pachirongwa chedu. Onekai zvenyu vateereri.
Ndinotenda vana veZimbabwe.
Manga makateerera kune muimbi vaRaymond Majongwe vanozivikanwa zvakare vari munyori mukuru wesangano reProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe kana kuti PTUZ muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zvinoitwa nevana veZimbabwe. Anokunzirai chirongwa ichi, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndokusiyai muina Blessing Zulu.
Tinotenda Jonga, sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro inawo zvakare. Mutungamiri weMDCT vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoti nyaya yekusarura vanhu panyaya yechikafu ngaimire. ZCT yogunun'una nekusabhadharwa kwevashandi. Tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu. Anokonekai, ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndokusiyai mina. Kips tube munhau dzechirungu. Thanks, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, April 9th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Here are our top stories this evening. Some critics say President Robert Mugabe's succession remains unresolved despite holding a meeting on Thursday with war veterans.
This was just a meeting that did not go deep to address the root cause of the problem. It was just a public relations exercise.
Farmers are expected to hold a critical meeting with stakeholders next week on cash challenges. And as usual, we'll give you some details on the women's issues. Some critics say President Robert Mugabe's succession remains unresolved despite holding a meeting on Thursday with war veterans. The critics say the meeting mostly focused on the welfare of the war veterans instead of President Robert Mugabe's succession, which has caused an internal strife in the ruling party. Two groups, one allegedly led by First Lady Grace Mugabe and another by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, are fighting for the control of the party. Mrs. Mugabe and Mr. Mnangagwa are believed to be harboring presidential ambitions, though they have in the past dismissed these suggestions as baseless. For perspective on the war veterans, this meeting with the president and Mr. Mugabe's succession conflicts, Studio 7 reached Katsira Chirumanzu, a ZANU-PF activist and independent political commentator Charles Mutasa. Chirumanzu says succession issues are a creation of the media.
There is no faction, there is no one in ZANU-PF who claims to be a leader of a certain faction.
Yeah, the issue is not the absence of unity. It is the absence of a succession plan. That is why.
Yeah, but this succession plan, but Comrade Mutasa, this succession plan is brought for discussion by outside the media, by foreigners. But this succession plan is not within ZANU-PF. And this is why I am saying, if that succession plan or debate or issues are discussed within ZANU-PF, can the media mention one person who is leading any of those factions?
Now, in this case, let's have Mr. Mutasa saying something right now about this issue. Go ahead, Mr. Mutasa.
The media has mentioned very clearly that there are factions, G40, Lacosta, and so forth. And can you tell us why there are mass suspensions if everything is well in the party? Are they not being suspended because they are alleged to be aligned to a certain function?
No. That issue maybe can be debated with the National Disciplinary Committee. There is nothing like succession issue within ZANU-PF. This is something that is brought in by people who do not understand how ZANU-PF works. Like I said, all is simply said in the media, not within ZANU-PF structures. This is why you find that everyone is behind President Mugabe as the leader of ZANU-PF. And he was chosen at the previous Congress.
Are you saying that this meeting has been convened because of the way the media is reporting about the party?
No. The ex-combatant wanted to meet their patron. It has got nothing to do with the media. But otherwise, there was a press conference where the media was invited and told that on such a day, we are going to meet the patron. Not that the media invented or told them the war veterans when to meet their patron. And this is why the patron even suggested that they must have these meetings annually.
And now, Mr. Mutasa, do you think that the factionalism is going to end after this meeting? After the president appealed? Yeah?
It will not end, because what Mr. Chiwota is not explaining is why were people keen to demonstrate before we had this? The war veterans wanted to demonstrate and they were tear gassed. Is that the media who caused them to demonstrate, or they themselves felt that they were being sidelined and there were issues of factionalism?
So is it going to end or not, this factionalism?
It will not end. It will go on. This was just a meeting that did not go deep to address the root cause of the problems. It was just a public relations exercise which will not take the party anyway.
Your last word, Mr. Chirumanzu?
No, well, like I said earlier on, I think as from this minute, everyone who is a member of ZANU-PF definitely will really adhere to the ideology of the party.
And Mr. Mtasa?
I think if wishes were horses, beggars will ride. That's what we can say about Mr. Chihota's wishes.
Mr. Chirumas.
Chirumas, rather.
Do you have anything to say, Mr. Chirumas?
Well, like I said, well, ZANU-PF is a revolutionary party. It has seen lots of, you know, machinations within its structures. But I can assure you, it has always been surviving. Remember, we've got these sanctions, but this is now history. It's now water under the bridge. And we are moving forward, marching forward as ever through the leadership of President Mugabe.
That was Katsira Chirumanzu, a ZANU-PF activist. You also heard Charles Mutasa, an independent political commentator, speaking with Studio 7.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This month, we are commemorating Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary. The 18th of April, 1980, was a significant moment celebrated by millions of people, including the late great Bob Nesta Marley, on Independence Day in Harare. What are your thoughts of that moment? And what about 36 years later? Send us your thoughts on our WhatsApp number, 001-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318. We are also on Facebook and Twitter.
Some farmers' unions are expected to hold a meeting with the Central Bank Tobacco Industry Marketing Board and other stakeholders on Monday to discuss difficulties in obtaining cash after selling this year's tobacco. The farmers say a new system in which they are paid through banks is not working properly, as they spend many hours queuing for money at banks due to serious cash shortages. Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union Director Jeremiah Tebera tells Studio 7's reporter Jonga Kandemiri they want this matter to be settled as soon as possible.
As the representative of farmers, we had advocated for a transparent manner in which information from the RBZ and TIMB was supposed to be shared. Then we put up our own opinions. Then they were supposed to come back with the answers to those issues, whether they will be addressed in the best interest of the farmers and everyone else. But that did not happen. And the problems we were afraid of occurring are the ones which are now obtaining in the market for tobacco. Farmers are failing to access their cash on time. The charges are still there. No interest will be earned by those accounts. We are quite sure of that. So what we want is to engage them again on Monday next week and find a way forward. We have invited the officials from the Ministry of Agriculture, Finance, Banking Association of Zimbabwe, as well as farmers' representative organizations and tobacco growers' associations, so that we look at this matter together with the TIMB, the authority, and find a solution and way forward.
How was this arrangement reached at? Were you not involved from the onset?
When we were first invited on the 11th of March by TIMB, TIMB gave us proposal from the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. And we gave our sentiments to those proposals, but we were not given the opportunity now to hear what the RBZ said. Instead, what we went on to realize was that RBZ and TIMB went on to release a press statement, which was kind of a directive to all tobacco farmers to open accounts with banks if they would want to sell their tobacco.
Who has called for this Monday meeting?
Right, this is an initiative of all farmers' unions. We spoke about it together.
That was Jeremiah Tebera, director of the Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union, on the phone from Harare with reporter Chonga Kandemiri.
Hello there. To mark Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary, Studio 7 will be giving out solar-powered radios or T-shirts for our lucky winners. Simply invite 10 friends to join our VOA Studio 7 Facebook page. Ask them to like our page. Keep their names so we can verify your claim. also be running a daily competition for lucky winners. You only need to answer a simple question about Zimbabwe's independence. The draw will be conducted April 18th, Independence Day. Don't be left out.
And today's question is, how many heroes are buried at the National Heroes Acre? Former Deputy Indigenization and Youth Minister Tongai Matutu says it is difficult for Zimbabwe to force young people who obtained loans under the National Youth Fund to repay the money as they are linked to the ruling party. Youth and Indigenization Minister Patrick Juao has been appealing to the youth to repay the money in order to enable others to benefit from the fund, which was set up under Zimbabwe's Black Economic Empowerment Program. Matutu tells Studio 7's reporter Tatenda Kumbo, it is unlikely that the youth would repay the loans.
If we are going to look at the criteria that was used to disperse this fund, most of these funds were actually dispersed like they were actually meant for a particular political party, especially youth that support ZANU-PF. They were the people who were actually giving out most of these loans, and it's quite very clear in that maybe about 500,000 was disbursed to Matabeleland South, and another 500,000 went to Machona Central, almost a million went to Manicaland. And these funds were disbursed either at rallies or at community ownership schemes launch, which was quite a very clear way of making sure that there was a partisan way of distributing this money.
And Mr. Matutu, what's the way forward in your view? Is there any way to mitigate the situation? Because as it seems, millions of dollars are still yet to be repaid that should have been in a revolving fund to assist other youth who wanted to take part in this youth fund.
It's quite very clear. This youth, they borrowed these monies under the pretext that they were going to conduct the business. And once they have defaulted, naturally they should be treated as bad debtors, and actually proceeding must be instituted to recover that money. Most of these youth, if not all of them, have actually signed loan agreement forms. So what is now difficult is now to simply pursue. We must either engage debt collectors or we must actually engage lawyers to actually pursue these people.
That was Tongai Matutu, former Deputy Indigenization and Youth Minister, speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Nigeria is a diverse country with a large and assertive civil society, a rich culture, and huge potential. It is a country with an almost boundless capacity for economic growth, and the United States wants Nigeria to succeed. That is why the United States and Nigeria just relaunched the U.S.-Nigeria Binational Commission with a high-level strategic dialogue in Washington designed to expand mutual cooperation across a broad range of shared interests. The United States, said Secretary of State John Kerry at the Commission's most recent meeting in late March, is encouraged that under new President Muhammadu Buhari, Nigeria has made a commitment to diversify its economy. Secretary Kerry then announced that this year, U.S. aid to Nigeria will top $600 million. A significant portion of this money will go toward halting the misery that is spread by HIV/AIDS, by malaria, and by TB. More funding will go towards strengthening Nigeria's energy sector through President Obama's Power Africa initiative, and the Feed the Future program will help improve agricultural efficiency and raise rural incomes. Together, said Secretary of State Kerry, we will work to address humanitarian and development needs, especially in the country's north, where the lack of opportunity has been holding people back, and where the terrorist organization Boko Haram has murdered thousands and disrupted the lives of millions. Thus, the United States will support Nigeria's efforts to once and for all defeat Boko Haram and to eliminate the conditions that have seen the genesis of this terrorist group and that aid its recruitment and operations. These include effective governance, the creation of good jobs, and the elimination of corruption. Our purpose, said Secretary of State Kerry, is to map out the next steps for cooperation in all of those areas where we need it. This doesn't transform things overnight. But, he said, it moves us steadily forward. It creates momentum in the right direction, and that is good for Nigeria. It's good for the United States, and frankly, if we can get this right, that will really make a difference to the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
And as usual, it's now time for the Women's Forum.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight on the Women's Forum, we're gladly joined by Daphne Kanoti, a former war veteran. Mrs. Kanoti, who herself is a woman ex-combatant, will be taking us through her journey when she left Zimbabwe and went to fight alongside other war veterans in Mozambique. Can you tell us about how you joined the liberation struggle?
I was 15 and a half when I went to Mozambique. I just felt that, I mean, there was this wave where everybody felt, I mean, something is not right in this country. We are oppressed. The purpose was to get a gun, then come back and fight the enemy. When I went, I was trained late 1976. Then moved to Chimoyo after training. I was at the youth base where I was a teacher. I mean, like a crash teacher, something like that. So 1977, where we were bombed. There was an attack, the Chimoyo attack in 1977 in November. We were attacked. And then after the Chimoyo attack, I moved to Mzingazi, where we also attacked. Then after the Mzingazi attack, I went to Shashai with other female comrades with the weaponry. Then after that, I went back to Chimoyo, where I was chosen to go to meet the president.
Why were you chosen and the others to go and stay with the president? And also, do you think that you are receiving the same recognition as those others that went to stay with you with the president?
When I was living with the president, we were about, I mean, five comrades. It was myself, Comrade Tondere, then Comrade Gwena, then Comrade Mudzimba, Comrade Nerera. We were living with the president. And out of all those, Comrade Tondere is in the States, and the other three male comrades, Comrade Nerera, went to Canada as a diplomat and then came back and is now heading to one of the president's departments. And then Comrade Mudzimba went to Angola is an ambassador. And prior to that, I think he had been posted to New York, if I remember well. Then we've got Comrade Quinona. He's still working as chief security officer to the president. What really upsets me is all those comrades, the president supported them by posting them to different diplomatic missions. I went to use it to do a degree in social work. And I felt I would also be posted or to be promoted, but I couldn't get all that until I decided to leave the organization in 2000.
Do you feel that your contribution towards the war is now being recognized years later, 36 years later, as, you know, of 18 April next week?
I never received, the recognition I thought I would receive, just like, what other comrades I was living with, together with the president. Because, the ones I've mentioned, they are happy and content because of what the president has done to them, unlike myself. And I don't know why, up to now, I tried to see the president in 1997 to just to tell him, but I still exist and I've done ABCD. And can't I also get an upward mobility or to get a posting? And the president did say to me, okay, I'll look into it. And that was that. Until 2000, I just got fed up and left the organization. I think of all the comrades who lived with the president, I think I got the raw deal and I'm still getting the raw deal.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Mrs. Daphne Kanoti, a former war veteran, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Thanks very much, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Chris Kande. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., wishing you a pleasant evening and a very, very good night.
Siyabonga Gibbs Dube. Siyalambulela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngomgqibelo mhlaka 9 Mabasa 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Alingali tshona njani izilukandaba mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu igama lami nguChris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Kambe umhlangano owenziwe ngolwesine owabalwa impi yenkululeko belomongameli Mugabe ungaba waqeda ingxabano ezikubandlalezana uPF na?
Inkulumo yakhe akade laye yabo wavele wabatshela se-airport ukuthi bahlukane lokuzenza bona abangitshela ukuthi enzeni.
Umkhokheli wezaphu umnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa uthi walelwa nguhulumende ukuyavalelisa owayekhokhela ivuyo lezibra umnumzana Lookout Masuku esefile.
Uthe sekhotheme uMasuku sisesikurubi ejele. Ngalelwa ukuyambona, ngalelwa ukuyamvalelisa emngcwabeni wakhe, ngalelwa kanye lokuthi ngimbona nje esemochari ngimvalelise.
Isizalani zeZimbabwe esihlala kwele Bhilitane zidlela evalweni kulandela imbiko ethi abahola imali ngaphansi kwe-£35,000 bazaxotshwa kulelo lizwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Kambe umhlangano owenziwe ngolwesine owabalwa impi yenkululeko lomongameli Mugabe ungaba waqeda ingxabano ezikubandlalezana uPF na? Lo ngumbuzo osubuzwa ngabaningi kulandela umhlangano lo abanye kade becabangela ukuthi uzaletha ukuthula kubandlalezana uPF kulandela imbiko ethi umongameli Mugabe ulakho ukuthiya isikhundla sokukhokhela ilizwe nxa abalwa impi yenkululeko bengamcela ukuthi achiye. Kodwa akula wambuzayo kwaba lezithembiso eziningi-ningi ezibalisa ukuphiwa imigodi yamatshali igugu lokunye okuningi-ningi. Sixoxe lowalwa impi yenkululeko umnumzana Moses Mzila Ndlovu ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Okokuqala into emangalisayo ukuthi abanye bangakhona bacabanga ukuthi ngeke kube ngumlweli wenkululeko njalo ungasolunga lezana uPF. Into esibili ukuthi bebekhangelela ukuthi uzakhuluma into ezwakalayo ngokuthi imali ye-school fees esemele ukuthi bayinikwe okusemthethweni ukuthi bayithole sonke isikhathi nepensheni yabo ukuthi bayithole sonke isikhathi njengalinyanga imali leyo ukuthi ikhona kodwa kayikho emabhenki. Kukhangelela ukuthi bathi khona ngapha emhlabeni emapulazini kabatholanga amahhovisi amaningi umhlaba ngendlela abamele ukuthi kwathola abanye abantu ababengekho empini. Kodwa konke lokhu vele akazange abuthinte umgaqo, kusho ukuthi vele isimo sabo sizaqhubekela phambili sisibi abantu sesiyezisela. Njalo abantu behlile ukunanzela ukuthi nxa ukuthumela phana umsole sokungazathi uyabwenza isono, kanti-ke kuyabungala sono oyabe usenzile. Kodwa into yokugcina engiyibona mina ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi engumkhokheli welizwe ayitshela abantu ukuthi imigodi miningi lapha elizweni, imigodi yabogolide miningi. Into esengiyesaba ukuthi mina imigodi le izavalwa nabantu bengabaloli benkululeko behamba besiya invade imigodi nale bethatha imigodi. Abantu bazalahlekelwa imisebenzi njengabantu abalahlekelwa imisebenzi abasemapulazini. Khona ukubethusa bona nabathi licala alenzileyo abantu abananzeleliyo kahle kahle ukuthi nxa ungumkhokheli welizwe uthetha isifungo sokuthi uzavikela sonke isikhonzi selizwe.
Ibandla leZANU-P F ulibona njani ngemva komhlangano lo? Kuzaba lo mehluko na?
Umehluko ozaba khona ukuthi izanu izabhidlika kuphela njengesigodo zakosatana. Izamele ibhidlike iZANU-P F umgabeni ukukhulumile uthi yenanana abantu bengangeneli indaba ye-succession. Kathi njengoba ebenza amalunga eZANU-P F kathi i-succession njengoba besemdala engakana evele sesehluleka ukuhamba. Okuzakwenza ukuthi abantu bengafuni ukuthi bathathe isikhundla lesona kuyini. Kodwa khonapha besona ngombuso abaningi bakhona kumbe ngathi bonke bebevele besenza ukutshontsha bedilize inotho yelizwe. So konke laba bayakwenza sebesesaba ukuthi kungangena umuntu mhlambe ongachaya izenzo zabo.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Moses Mzila Ndlovu owalwa impi yenkululeko ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 esePlumtree. Siphinde saxoxa le ngcwethi yecubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Dinizulu Macaphulana ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Hayi okwenzakeleyo ukuthi bahlakaniphele njengenjwayelo. Inkulumo yakhe akade laye yabo wavele wabatshela se airport ukuthi bahlukane lokuzenza bona abangamtshela ukuthi enzeni. Okwezolo lokhana kokubalalela lokubathembisa lokhu lalokhana bese kuyikwenzela nje intatheli zindaba ukuthi bethu kulesivumelwano kodwa ukubethusela kwakho bese kwenzile ukubatshela ukuthi bangadlali ngaye bangamtshela ukuthi enzeni njalo bahloniphe lo nkosikazi wakhe. Wayeso waqeda ngabo okwezolo bese kusenzelwa nje amehlo entatheli zindaba lendlebe. Ukuthi kukhanya ngani babambene bayavumelana kodwa ukulwa kukhona
manje sesiyaphambili ubona ungani kuzaba lo mehluko na ukuthi sizabona lo nkosikazi Mgabela esengasayenza imihlangano yakhe kumbe engayenza kodwa engathuki umuntu
ungayiqondisisa kahle indaba yakho nxa uyibhekile baba uGandhi bonke nje phakathi kwebandla lonlela abaphakamisa amehlo kumbe abaphakamisa izandla kumbe amazwi besilwa lentando yakhe bagcina bephoselwe ekhathana ama ovethi njengabantu abaholayo njalo abantu umhlaba ovela kuye bayakwazi ukuthi nxa kungasifika ekugcineni bangathathelwa lokho abakuphiwayo leholo lelabakuphiwayo yikho akuthembileyo ekugcineni kwakhona yena aza kuthola intando yakhe kulaba bantu ukuthi kumbe uzonikeza lowo muntu amkhethileyo kumbe yena unkosikazi wayo.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Dinizulu Macaphulana ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazo bekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 esePitoli kwele South Africa. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele Bhilitane zidlela evalweni kulandela imbiko ethi abahola imali ngaphansi kwe 35,000 pounds ngomnyaka bazaxotshwa kulelo lizwe. Ele Bhilitane lithi lifuna ukwehlisa inani lezisebenzi ezivela kumanyamazwe ezenza imisebenzi eyaphansi kuphiwe abalelo lizwe. Sixoxe lomntumzana Brilliant Mhlanga isizalwane seZimbabwe esisebenza ekolejini elikhona le eBhilitane.
Abantu abazaba affected kakhulu ngabantu ababesebenza ababe kuma professions athile. Abantu bakuma professions anjenge nursing bazaba affected nakho depending on ukuthi khona phana ku nursing bazi upgrade njani ngokuqhubeka befunda. Iningi labantu bathe bebuya bevele ezimapi bafika bathola nursing so basebenza kuma care homes nje lasemsebenzini nje involve day to day nursing ezibhedlela lapha. Khona ukuyana ikhombona khona abantu abaningi bazaba affected. So bakubona kungesancedi ukuthi babe belokhe bethola amanesi abevela kwamanye amazwe. Ikakhulu iZimbabwe. IZimbabwe is known for having esingathi ngesilungu phecelezi import yamanesi amaningi lapha elizweni leli. Iningi lamaZimbabwe ongahlala la ukuthola besebenza imisebenzi enjalo.
Njengoba siyabona ukubana uhulumende wele Bhilitane wawomisa imithetho yokuthi abeZimbabwe bafike kona ngapho basekhona yini ababuyayo bevela ekhaya ukuzosebenza kona phe eBhilitane
kodwa ikakhulu abangama professional sebele bala lokho esingathi ngesilungu yi criteria abaye bayisebenzisa ukuthi ama professions anjengalawa US wafunayo ngikhuluma kunje ngiyazi kulabanye ama abafowethu esengike ngahlala labo engangifunde labo eUniversity Zimbabwe ababuye lapha bangama auditors abanye bangkhona basebenzele inhlanganiso njengabo KPMG lezinye bayabuya lapha bengama auditors basike basebenze benikwe ama permit ayeminyaka ethize.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Brilliant Mhlanga ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe njalo isizalwane seZimbabwe esisebenza ekolejini eliseBhilitane.
Ayanaya liberate Zimbabwe. You're right.
Mhlaka 18 kulinyanga eZimbabwe lifikisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha lithole uzibuse. Lanxa liqhakathekile leli langa abanye bathi galitsho lutho kibo ngoba bebhekane lobunzima empilweni obugoqela ukusilela kwemisebenzi nokubhidlika komnotho. Imbangela bathi nguhulumende onsundu abamjabuleleyo engena embusweni ngo-1980. Kambe kuwe lichoni ilanga likamabasa mhlaka 18 uchoni uzibuse kuwe Rekoda imbono yakho usithumele yona ngeWhatsApp kumbe uthumele nje imbono yakho kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Sitholakala njalo ekhasini le Facebook kanye la ku Twitter.
Izizalwane lezakhamizi zakobulawayo bezithe gwaqa kobulawayo kuyona le iviki bekhumbula umuyi umnumzana Lookout Masuku owayengumkhokheli webandla lezaphu ababesilwa impi yenkululeko. Umnumzana Masuku ufe ngomnyaka ka-1986. Okunenga sikuzweni kuntathela izindaba yethu uNompumelelo Moyo obesembuthanweni lo wasethulela udaba olulandelayo ngokugcweleyo.
UDokotela Dumiso Dabengo owayeyinkokheli yebutho leZipra njalo osekhokhela ibandla lezaphu ukhulume kabanzi ngemisebenzi kamuyi eveza ukuba okwamzwisa ubuhlungu yikuba uhulumende wamalela ukuyabeka omunye wakhe ngisho lokumbona esesibhedlela ngoba wayevalelwe ngaleso sikhathi. Abantu bebethe gwaqa abamabandla ezombuso kunye lozulu belalele imbali ebilandiswa nguDabengwa lapho aveze imbali kamuyi uMasuku ngokugcweleyo okuthiye abantu belokudana okukhulu ngolunye ulwazi abakade bengelalo ngempilo kamuyi. UDokotela Dabengwa ubone kakhulu umasipala wakobulawayo ngokuvuma ukuba umuyi alale emathuneni ngoba uhulumende walela umuyi ukuba ayelala lamanye amaqhawe emathuneni amaqhawe esigodlweni.
Uthe sekhotheme uMasuku siseskurubi ejele ngalelwa ukuyambona, ngalelwa ukuyamvalelisa emngcwabeni wakhe, ngalelwa kanye lokuthi ngimbona nje esemochari ngimvalelise. Wagcina esebekwa eLady Stanley Cemetery ekobulawayo ngoba uhulumende engathandanga ukuthi aphiwe isicoco sobu-national hero.
Ngokunjalo unkosikazi Thoriso Moyo Phiri owalwa impi ngaphansi kukaMasuku uchaze umuyi njengomuntu owayelunyile ejonge ukukhulula isizwe njalo engalaleli amanga.
ULookout Masuku ngimazi ebe ngukhomanda wethu kuZipra. Then thina sabathola obaba uMasuku bekhonale. UMasuku lati sayetrainer saze saba ngamakhomanda labo. But singamakhomanda amancane kiwo, ama-sub-commanders. ULookout Masuku ngomunye umuntu obezimisele ukukhulula iZimbabwe.
UMnumzana Moses Mzila Ndlovu ongomunye wabalwa impi yenkululeko laye uchaze njengenhlazo indlela uhulumende obusayo aphatha ngayo umuyi. UMzila Ndlovu ukhokhele ingoma eyayithandwa ngumuyi ethi Ibambeni Webafana okulethe isikhumbuzo kulabo abalwa belomuyi waba yisilonda esitsha kibo.
ULookout Masuku owaba ngu-general ngenxa yemsebenzi yakhe ebukeka kangaka ekuthini khona lethi inkululeko elizweni leli, indlela afa ngayo sithi thina akukhulunywa iqiniso ukuthi wafela ezandleni zezanu wabulawa ngabantu bezanu, kukhulunywa kube sobala kungafihli ukuthi uthi wafela esibhedlela ngoba wayefela esibhedlela kutheni ngoba kasikwazi ukuthi i-death certificate kaLookout Masuku ivele ikhuluma isithi wabulawa kuyini. Kakukaze kukhulunywa sobala lokhu afayo kuhlala kubuvilibane nje ukuthi kungakhanyi ukuthi wabulawa kuyini. So mina ngibona ngazathi either ikumfakela kumbe bamthotsha kumbe kuyini okumele ukuthi sikukhuluma ukuthi wabulawa yizanu. Yikho ebulawa yizanu ngemva kwemisebenzi emihle kangaka ekhulunywa ngobaba uDabengwa ukuthi uLookout kambe kusukela engumntwana le 23 years, enye 23 years yakhe esempini waqeda elwisa ukuthi akhulule abantu beZimbabwe.
UMasuku wazalwa mhla ka 7 Mabasa ngo-1940 wakhothama ngo-5 Mabasa 1986. Ubukhokheli bukamuyi ebambisana lomuyi uDokotela Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo ngemva kokushona kukaNikita Mangena empini eyabizwa ngokuthi turning point yikho owadala ukuba abamhlophe bagcine bevuma ngekhanda ukuze kuqhutshwe inkulumo ezaletha inkululeko lesivumelwano seLancaster House esidumileyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 yokobulawayo nginguNompumelelo Moyo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku-909 Medium Wave la kushoti wa 4930-12080 la ku 15775 kHz. Lila konjalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Lamhla kuhlelo lwethu oluphathelanela le ndaba zabesifazane siqhubeka ngengxoxo lonkosikazi Lorraine Ncube Kambule ochasisa okuningi ngomsebenzi wakhe owokuthunga kwingxoxo ayenzelo Praxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7.
Ukuthunga vele kimi kuyingxenye yempilo yami. Noma ngihamba ngiyafundisa ngale kodwa ngiyaqhubeka ngithunga endlini. Nxa ngiqeda ukuthatha emsebenzini ngiyathunga. Ngama weekends ngiyathunga noma isiphi isikhathi engisitholayo nje. Okunye futhi okungenza njalo ukuthi khathe sesingakwanisa ukuthi ngithole abantu abaningi abafuna impahla engizithongayo. So isikhathi esiningi ngiyabe sengilama-order ngithungela abantu. Ngiyathungela abantu abanye baseCanada, abanye base-Australia, abanye bakhona apha e-England. Ama-customer mama amaningi akhona apha e-England, abanye base-America. Njalo nxa ngithunga ngiyangithi ngingathunga ulutho ngilufake ku-Facebook lapho ngi-advertise khona impahla zami.
Nxa ukhangele vele ungathi ebulenjini be-intanethi lasenkundleni zona lezi zabo-Facebook zikuncedile ukuthola imikambo kumbe abathengayo?
Kakhulu kakhulu kuncedile. Ngize ngathola futhi le opportunity yokuthi ngikwanise ukuthi ngi-organize mina kwami labantu engiphila laba eduze ka enkade ngibancedisa ukuthi bethonga ukuthi siyenze i-fashion show, kuthiwa yi-lifestyle fashion show. Sesile minyaka emibili sakuqalisa, njalo into esikhangelela ukuthi siyenze minyaka le minyaka usiya phambili. Ngiyasebenzelana labanye abaseChina futhi ngiyathumeza ama-designs ami bese bedinga bona ilembu, kodwa ngiyabe ngibatshelile ilembu endifunayo i-weight konke nama-colors ukuthi abe njani. Bese bengithumezela impahla nxa sebeqedile.
Ukubona lokhu kusiba ngcono yini kulokuthi uzivulele eyakho ishophu uqhatshe abantu abaza kuncedisa ukuthunga beseduzane?
Sengikubona kungcono kakhulu. Njalo uba ngcono kwakhona yokuthi ngiyabe ngikhangelela ekuthini akula mali eningi engiyikhiphayo. Ngoba abantu labana bavelevele indawo zabo abathungela khona. Njalo impahla abazithongayo zinhle kakhulu okokuthi ngiyakwanisa ukuthi ngithole imali engane nganeno. Kula lapho nxa ngithi abantu ngidinge indawo yokuthi abantu besebenzele. Njalo ngibe mba-manager malanga wonke.
Utholakala ngaphi-ke nxa olaleleyo ngalesi sikhathi engafuna la ukuzothungisa?
Ngitholakala ku-Facebook. Njalo ngiyaphendula ama-messages abantu ngesikhathi esi-right. Nxa undinga ku-Facebook uyakwanisa ukungithola ku-Miss Lopi, yili page lami engikhona 24/7. Ku-Instagram lakho ngikhona Lopi Kambule, ngikhona 24/7. Kumbe ongayikho ku-Instagram, ongekho ku-Facebook uyakwanisa ukungithola ku-email. I-email address yami ngulopi kb@yahoo.com. Isikhathi esiningi abanye baya bengithinte kuwhatsapp abavela emazweni e-TNA. Inamba yami ngu-0044-79-853-88756. Ngiyakwanisa ukuthi ungithinte kuwhatsapp kumbe ufone.
Siyabonga ke lo ngunkosikazi Lorraine Ncube Kambule, ingcwethi yezokuthunga obeqoxa lo Praxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7 kuhlelo lwethu lwendaba eziphathelane labesifazane. Hayi ke silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Igama lami nguChris Gande, lilani.
Been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murare zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.